Kenny Ladler joins us. Kenny, welcome back to Edmonton. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Well, Kenny, a few years ago when you made your way up to the CFL, I remember talking to you originally and you're like, you know what? I don't know a ton about the CFL, but you had a breakout year with the Edmonton Eskimos. When you look back and now where you're at, you know, ultimately you wanted to get to the NFL and you're there. How much did the CFL help you? What allowed you to improve as a player here that got you that contract with the Giants?
Oh, I mean, the CFL, first off, it gave me my opportunity to be able to compete again back on a professional level. Not only that, the Edmonton Eskimos, they believed in me from day one, from once I had, embarked on trying out and, making a team and making a name for myself in this league. And I think that the CFL really helped with just my overall game and my versatility in playing football, because it's a passing league up here and it's fast-paced, and the way the field set up, it increased my range from once I came back to the States, because the field kind of shrinks once you play down there.
Yeah.
And my overall view of past game has my awareness and my IQ level has risen from playing in the CFL, just because of the different type of route concepts and the waggle that is implemented up here versus down in the States, where the motions are very simplistic and the concepts are pretty much pretty similar, but they're telling me what they're doing before they happen. It's less window dressing versus CFL. So I would say that my overall game from IQ level has picked up, and my range, being I'm playing safety back in the States now.
Yeah.
Like, my range is outstanding, and my being a professional and learning how to be a pro up here has carried me a long way too.
Kenny Ladler joins us. It's interesting. A lot of players who come from college or guys who've been in the States for a bit, most of them will say they think the toughest position to play in the CFL coming from down south is in the secondary, right? Or if you want, the Sam linebacker, where you're in coverage so much more, and the angles that you have to take, and then the depth, and as you mentioned, just more field that you had to cover. So did you just have to – obviously you had to read plays quicker, but – did you have to change how you trained at all because of that? Or did you just naturally become a little bit quicker on the field because you had to cover more ground?
I think it was a little bit of both. I don't think I changed my training up too much. I know I changed up my diet a lot to make sure that I was healthy and everything like that. But as far as with playing the sandbacker position, it's tough, because you got to understand not only your position, but the people around you position too, so you can know where your help at and know where your leverage should be played at. And that kind of helped me understand how to play faster, because I know if I go and shoot on that screen, I know that if I miss, I can miss from the inside, because I know a strong half will be outside of me. And it just helped me overall, just knowing what everybody underneath has to do, especially coming back down to the States. Now that I'm playing safety, I understand where everybody underneath is supposed to be, so I know where I can lean towards helping, because it's all about matchups. So I know, I can lean towards, a linebacker if he's guarding a tight end versus a nickel who's guarding a slot.
Okay.
Receiver. So it's all about just that field awareness, I think that helped out a lot in making sure that I'm able to just study what the offense likes to do and just trusting the instincts.
Now, you signed with the Redskins. You played with them. You were on the active roster. Then you got waived on November 6th, and then the Giants picked you up. And then, of course, you got into the final few games of the season with the Giants. So I think you ended up playing 9 games combined between the two. And, you know, it's pro sports is it can be a long career, and for some guys it can be very short. It's all about the next opportunity. So what did you work on specifically this offseason, Kenny, that's going to make you feel when you know you're into training camp this year that you're going to secure that position? What did you learn last year going back to the NFL that's going to allow you to be better this coming season?
Well, I learned that last year I was really anxious to make the roster opening day. But I also learned that NFL, they play a lot of games, and it's all about opportunity. So I learned a lot from the guys that already been playing in the league at my position, and I picked up on some of the things that they did. And I also, like, learned how to, find my niche in the league too. I became I was on the verge of becoming a top special team guy for the Washington Redskins before I was released, because I was leading the team in special teams tackles, and I had learned that you got to make plays wherever whenever you're out there. So the biggest thing I could say I learned was just to know what you do and know what to do once you're out there and perform, because it's a production-driven league. If you're productive, then you'll be rewarded off productivity. So I made sure that I would put myself in position to make plays and keep myself in a position to make it hard for them to get rid of me or make it easy for somebody else to pick me up. So it's one of the things I learned, and just being ready for any opportunity, because you never know when it can come. It can come like the last game of the season. I had played probably the most snaps I ever had on defense, and that came out of the moment, and I was ready as soon as my name was called. So I'm working on just building my confidence and going through OTAs, mini camp with the Giants, going through that whole process to help me be prepared for the season this year versus coming in midway during the season and trying to, like, pick up the new lingo and the new defense. I think I'll be a lot more prepared this year going into training camp, being able to compete and finding a real valuable role going on the team, on defense and special teams. So I'm excited, and I'm going to continue to train hard like I've been doing my whole career. And I'm going to make a name for myself in the with every opportunity that I get, so people remember.
Kenny Ladler joins us, safety for the New York Giants. Of course, in town to watch his former team, the Edmonton Eskimos, as they kick off their CFL season tonight against the Montreal Alouettes. My co-host, Jason Strudwick, who comes in here, he's a longtime Giants fan. Like, he's a huge Giants fan. So he just, remiss if I didn't ask you, Eli Manning, what impressed you the most about Eli? And is he really, like, the leader of that Giants organization, at least amongst the players?
Oh, yeah. Now, Eli's a legend. He... 2-time Super Bowl champion. He's a leader on the team, a well-respected guy in the locker room, in the building, in the community, and he's a he's a down-to-earth person. You know, my first meeting in the team meeting in the Giants building, I was sitting by him. And, he came in and he welcomed me with open arms, like I've been there the whole time. So it was impressive to, you know, see his character outside of football just show that he's a good guy with high character, and also he's a legend at the same time because of the great things he's done in the past for the Giants, and he's still got a lot of left in the tank, and he's gonna show the world what he's been capable of doing, and I mean, he's a I would say that he's more reserved. He's quieter than a lot of other people, but he's actually a great leader because of the way he carries himself and how he works.
So Strudz is thinking on putting some money down on the Giants making the playoffs. How confident are you that the Giants will be back in the postseason next year?
Oh, I'm very confident. I'll put down with him. I'll match his bet if need be, because we got a great team. We got a lot of hungry individuals that are, you know, ready to prove that we belong in the playoffs and to be able to compete for a Super Bowl. So I'm excited. I know all my teammates are excited about this season, and we're ready to, you know, just show the world what we're capable of, because it's a team sport. It's not about one player. It's not about, you know, just the offense or just the defense. It's about the whole team,
and
all the way from.
Sorry, Kenny, one last one for you quickly. Saquon Barkley seems like he's one of the hardest guys to tackle in a game. In practice, are you allowed to hit him in practice, or is it like you never tackle Barkley in practice?
No, we don't tackle, especially during the season. We don't do any type of tackling during practice. But I know that from watching on film, the way Saquon just makes people miss in a phone booth is crazy how talented he is. He's a workaholic too, and he's a special talent that is gonna help us win a lot of games this year. So he's I would say one of the toughest people that somebody's gonna have to tackle this year.
Well, Kenny, good to catch up with you. Best of luck with the Giants, and enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's Kenny Ladler.